Begin the current daf, Masech this Megillah, daf Chavdal, begin the Menal, begin the Tesnas, begin with the Gemara, the Navi, Shlesha. And by the Navi, however, you could say three at a time. Now, Tesnas, the Akshem, Eno, the Makam, the Meturgamon. Now, these days, we don't read to the translator three Pesukim together at one time. Mathal, the Navi, even from the Navi. Ela Pasuk Echad, only one Pasuk at a time. Like by the Torah, Shlo Yivalit, that you shouldn't come to make a mistake when you do three at a time. Now, Rak, Betchilas Av Torah, only in the beginning of that Torah, on the Makron Gimel and Meturgama, we read three psukim at a shot for the Meturgama. La'idia ki kein hadin, so that people should know that that is the din. Eloi dechashin shi'itiv, if we weren't concerned that he would make a mistake. So just to let that know, we do three at a time, but the rest are all one at a time. Tyson Aslan, the beginning words of the Gemara, the Moish Lashon Shal Shal parashas. Now, the three were three different parashas. Karin Echadecha, then actually you would do each one individually. Now, says Tyson Kashas, difficult, Mashon Meturgama. This that we translate on the first day of Pesach in Daf Torah. That says in Sevi Yeshua, but Yem Yeshua La'am is Kadoshu. V'yeshem Gim Pesukim Ad Be'esahi. Now there's three Pesukim up until Be'esahi. But Makro Nesam Metargim Shleshin Be'yachim. They say all those three to the Metargim at one time. Now V'av B'yishesh Parashim Be'esahin Pesukim. There, after two Pesukim, you already finished the Parashim, you start the next Parashim. So it comes out that you Metargim two Pesukim from one Parashim, another one from another one. Didn't we just say in the Gemara that it's from a different Parashim, you have to do it separately? Sometimes it doesn't answer the question. Now, Bahash on the Metargim of Haftarah Pesach by Tzav Tzav Shayom. Then Tzav, once he mentioned the Haftarah Pesach, he said, just that we translate the Haftarah of Pesach and Shavuot more than the other Yom Tovim is Levishem Adabas Minasayim, because those Haftarahs talk about the miracle of the day. Kedei Lefas Minas to publicize the miracle. Vachim Matan Torah, so too by Matan Torah. Kedei Lefas Minas to publicize the miracle that happened by Matan Torah. So therefore, that's where we translate it. Ketunik says, Master, begin with the Gemara in the praise of Shema. But the child cannot repeat the Shema for the Tzibra. Now, he said that a cotton could go ahead and do this for the tzibur, even though he's a cotton. Yeah, but here he would agree that the child cannot fulfill all his obligation regarding this double shabakdusha b'krishma. Why? Because by a minor, it's a doubly rabbinic. Like we explained previously for the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, why they disagree. And by the Megillah, is because Megillah itself is Dirabbanan, and the child is also Dirabbanan. So therefore over here would be the same thing, that you can't have someone who is Dirabbanan and be might see others. Now, so if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that concept, so you're saying even over here he would agree that he's Dirabbanan, he cannot be might see other, an adult which is not Dirabbanan. So of the Megillah, but so what's Pshat by Megillah? Yeshlaka, there he's lenient. Because children and women were in the doubt of being wiped out and killed by Haman. The thinker Chasid Rebbe Yehuda considered the child like a gadol to be mighty the adult's chiyuv. But generally, you're right. Someone who's dirabbanan like a minor cannot fulfill all this obligation, like we have over here by that of the priest of Shema for these dvarim shebekdusha, even though the birchas krishma dirabbanan. But again, you can't have two drabans, we might see one drabun. You know, it says Mas in the beginning of the Gemara Pecheach, Pesha conscious, or Arm Yachav, that it's the words Arm Yachav, Pesha conscious, explains in the Tagamina, the translation is Akiloya Pachi. So just like Pachi is the translation of Yachav, so to Pecheach in the Mishnah is talking about Yachav barefoot. So Tais says, less, it's not true, because the Pachi Targum Shal Arm, that's actually just two words over there, and actually Pachi is the Aramaic translation of undressed. Therefore, the riff explains the pachi is someone who is wearing torn garments, who is not fully dressed. And this is how it sounds like for the first Pesach Kedushin. Not like Rashi, it says barefoot, but rather it's someone whose garments are torn. The words and he doesn't get to daven for the amen if he's a child. So it's a question. It's difficult. Why are you picking a minor? I feel like God not able to even an adult cannot daven for the amen until his beard has filled up. As Kaitan Mustafa Parakam the Khun, like we learn in the Bryce, then the first Parakam Khun of Chavdala Beis, and his mouth is a Khun, if his beard filled out, roll Lassa Shlech Tzibba, then he's fit to be the Chazan, the Shlech Tzibba, but later, Lufnei Atev, and Davon Amid, Davon Ben Yachal, but in the other situation not, so why did he exclude a minor? For some of what you can say is, no, the Hassam Ayyub Tainis Tzibba, this is told by a public fast. That's when you have to have the smiles of color. Kitnam Tainis, like we learned in Tainis of Design and Manaf, they may read Lufnei Atev, they don't have Davon Amid, El Zakin Vidagul only, someone who's elderly and he's accustomed, or Mishan, the smell of the colonies and parentheses, or Misha de Pulibanuba, someone that has a lot of children, And Bavli Kamei Hasim, this is where they give him the smells of Kamei that only has the full big royal lasses shots that's fit to be a shleiftima. Lee shots because has to be the, like we said, in the time the seaboard to be the permanent shleiftima. But Krabala, but in, you know, in just a temporary situation, Yachal Lee is Mishavi. Besides that, you could be the shots as long as you have two pubic hairs. And that's why I have to exclude a minor who could never be a chazan, not even by Krav Alma. And therefore, Malik Mishnah Tosh Rashi, Malik Rashi explained over the Pirish that he explains that when we're saying what we're referring to of the Shliach Tzibur, then we mean to say the Mari that's Tumal Latkiya Shevet, the Blood of Shleif, the Limon, the Spine, the Sal Tzibur, to be the leader of the Jewish people, Lachas, and to give Malkas, and Lenadas, and to put people in to excommunicate them. No, so he says, no, it means regarding someone who has the permanent position of being the cantor, of being the chazan, that's who you have to have this criterion of the smell of the kingdom. Connect says, Master, it's been with the more of an innocent kapav, and neither could he do Nasis Kapayim, he can't do Bechas Kainim. So it says, Master, it sounds like I'm heavy base harris, but if the child already about two pubic is an adult, and he's a kapav, then he could duchen. But because it's difficult because the same perk of the Chul and the Gemun, and the first perk of the Chul and the Chul and the Chul and the Chul and the Chul says, the innocent kapav actually smells the kingdom, he can't enter the Nasis Kapayim until he fills out his beard. But Kasha, additionally, it's difficult. The Mashmah said, "Beg Lulu Bagos." Something from the Gemara Sukkah could have based on that cut the day leases kabbam. The child knows that the nesis kabbam. Chalak like truma begarin. So then we apportioned him truma by the granary. Something from Halakat Mamish. Even a minor who is doing nesis kabbam. Yerushalmi says, "This is what Gidzei is that he the Lulu Bagos." That Gemara that we just quoted in Sukkah, marry him kam gedam. Let's talk about with adult kahanim. Then we let him duchen, and then he could get truma begarin, which is limul uschanach, just to learn and to be trained in this. This is what we say over here, that a child is not valid. That's Maribish Engedel Nima. That's Toma where there's no adults with him. And Mahida Chulin, the Bay Mila Zakan, and Degamar Chulin that requires that he has his beard filled out. Mari, Lisa Kab of Tod Bikriz, that Toma said he should be a permanent Kayan who's doing the Seas Kabayim. Abakrab Alma, but just temporarily, just once in a while. Yachal Lisa Kab of he could do the Seas Kabayim, a Felician as Mazakan, even if his beard is not filled out. Kiri Lazuk and Nashavakan said that people could know and establish that he is a Kayan, and therefore that would be enough with. By being an adult. Kinnik says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, Mishle Roma, so whoever did not see the luminaries, Lo Yivis HaShema, he should not do Pri HaShema, because he cannot make the Bracha Yitzam Ha'iris. Now, says this question is difficult, because Rabbi Yehuda Ahuda Omar, Paragraph Chayvel, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, in Baba Kamadah, Pizayin Manalv, that Suma Potem Kalam Mitzvahs, a blind person like them from all Mitzvahs, from Kenev, if that's the case, the Arihach Besuma, if we talk about him here by a blind person, a fellow Roma Ha'iris, and Nisim Nami, then even if he did see the luminaries once in his life and became blinded, also should be not be able to because he's exempt from all the mitzvahs, as Rabbi Yehuda says in Baba Kama. Mefarash Misham, the Rishami explains, Le Mari Besum Mamash, you're not talking about a really blind person, because a real blind person would be exempt. Le Mari Besum Mamash, Abba, Tumah, he's in the dark room, and therefore he cannot see. But you just additionally, what you could say is actually, the Mari Shabbat Besum Mamash, Tumah, an actual blind person. I bought the Brin Asim Besum Mamash, but didn't we say that a blind person is exempt? I didn't know that's biblically. I'm not a Bana Michai, but rabbinically he actually is Chai in the mitzvahs. And even if he was blind from when he was born, he is rabbinically obligated mitzvahs. Why? So he shouldn't be like a Gentile, as if he won't have any Jewish religion whatsoever. Because Taisa addressed the question. He said, you can't compare it to women, the Betumim such as my grandma, that are exempt from all time-bound positive commandments. I feel my Eastern Shayna will have run, even from those that are only rabbinic. Shahari ben Chanukah is refined by the Chanukah menorahs, the Baruch cases, by the four cases, and Mikkah Megillah, and reading Megillah, the Lahab element of the Rabban, which they're only rabbinically. Women actually only obligated on those only because they were also part of the miracle. So we see that women are exempt from all these things. Yeah, Hasamayin and Tamil, the reason why is Shavuot and Niftar Yisrael Mitzvah Shem Magrima, because even if we can exempt them from all time-bound past commandments, but Mekomokom Adayin Yisrael Mitzvah Shabbos, they still have a lot of mitzvahs, the Chayim and all mitzvahs, let's say, and all those which are not time-bound. Now, assume about a blind person, Niftar Yisrael Mitzvah Shem, you can exempt him as Rabbi Yehuda is biblically, he's exempt from all mitzvahs, a fellow Yisrael Shem, but even those that are only rabbinically, Imkin Yehachashav Benachar. He'd be like a Gentile. And therefore, that's why he's Mechayim and mitzvahs. And that's why it doesn't contradict that although he's exempt, but rabbinically he is obligated. Now, I've got the preach law, although we had previously explained the cut in this way, this today in the Rabban, that a minor is two rabbinics, the mitzvah and him. Shul cut because he's a minor, or priest, Shemad Lava Rabbana, and the saying of the Brechus Kriya Shemad only rabbinically. So he said, in Gidam, he cannot fulfill the others, the obligations of the adults. Like in the Rabban, priest, Shemad, that there's only one Rabbanan of priest, Shemad. Yeah, Falachi, even so, Summa Shishmat Tim Rabbana, assuming that also has two rabbinics, which himself and the mitzvah, he could have all his obligations. Why? That's a question. The kibin should go by that because he's an adult and he has intelligence. Other famous cotton, even though he's exempt, he's still better than the minor, and therefore he can fulfill their obligation.